Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Principles of Software Testing. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Software Quality Assurance in the Software Quality Assurance for Developers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential principles of software testing, including the importance of testing early and often, as well as the distinctions between quality assurance, QA, quality control, QC, and testing. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between these concepts and understand their significance within the software development lifecycle. Main content overview of key principles. Test early, test often. One of the fundamental principles of software testing is the mantra test early, test often. This principle emphasizes the importance of integrating testing throughout the software development process rather than waiting until the end. By testing early, developers can catch defects before they become more complex and costly to fix. For instance, imagine you are developing a new financial application at test company. If you conduct tests after each feature is developed rather than waiting until the entire application is completed, you can identify bugs related to individual features sooner. This approach not only reduces the time and cost associated with fixing defects, but also improves the overall quality of the software. Additionally, frequent testing allows for continuous feedback. Developers get immediate insights into how their code performs, which can lead to better code quality and a more robust final product. Remember, the earlier you identify issues, the easier they are to rectify. Differences between quality assurance, quality control, and testing. To understand software testing better, it is crucial to differentiate between quality assurance, QA, quality control, QC, and testing, as these terms are often used interchangeably but have distinct meanings. Quality assurance, QA, is a proactive process focused on preventing defects in the software development process. It involves establishing guidelines, best practices, and standards that ensure quality throughout the entire project lifecycle. For example, at test company, implementing a QA strategy means creating processes that promote best coding practices, conducting regular code reviews, and ensuring team members are trained on quality standards. Quality control, QC, on the other hand, is a reactive process that involves identifying defects in the finished product. QC encompasses activities such as reviewing the final product against the established quality standards. It's about verifying that the software meets the requirements and is free of defects before it is released. For example, a QC team at test company might conduct manual testing or automated tests to ensure that the application functions as intended. Finally, testing is the actual process of executing the software to identify any bugs or issues. Testing can occur at different levels, such as unit testing, testing individual components, integration testing, testing combined parts of the application, and system testing, testing the complete application. Each of these testing levels plays a critical role in ensuring that the software meets the intended requirements and performs well in real-world scenarios. Understanding these differences is vital for anyone involved in software development, particularly in a fast-paced industry like finance, where precision and reliability are paramount. Examples. Let's consider some practical examples to illustrate these principles in the context of finance and fintech. Testing early and often. For a mobile banking app, implementing user interface tests early in the development process can help catch usability issues before the app is rolled out to users. For instance, if the design team receives feedback from testing that users are struggling to navigate the app, they can make design adjustments before it goes live, thereby enhancing user experience and reducing potential complaints. Post-launch. Quality assurance in finance. Imagine test company is launching a new loan processing system. By instituting a QA process that includes regular audits of coding practices and adherence to financial regulations, the team can proactively ensure that the system complies with industry standards and reduces the risk of financial penalties or reputational damage. Quality control in fintech. Picture a scenario where test company has released an investment tracking tool. The QC team conducts thorough testing to ensure that all calculations are accurate and that the tool provides users with real-time data as promised. Any discrepancies found during QC can be fixed before the tool is made available to customers, ensuring a smoother user experience. Conclusion: in this lesson, we discussed the key principles of software testing, emphasizing the importance of testing early and often. We also clarified the distinctions between quality assurance, quality control, and testing, highlighting the unique roles each plays within the software development lifecycle. Understanding these concepts is essential for ensuring high-quality software, particularly in the finance sector, where precision is critical. As you move forward in this course, keep these principles in mind, as they will serve as a foundation for more advanced topics in software quality assurance. Reflection questions: how can you implement the principle of test early, test often in your current or future projects? In what ways can your organization enhance its quality assurance processes to prevent defects? Reflect on a time you encountered a software defect. Was it caught during QA, QC, or testing? What could have been done differently?